Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Be your programmer.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna be there. I'm gonna be the host. But anyway, we're gonna start out by letting Beth read a Leviticus, starting at 22nd. Okay, Beth, start reading now. You keep up with who come in and call and let me know, Hubert. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I got 5632.
Who is that? That's us. That's mom and dad.
And Betty. Okay, I got 1347.
This is
Shirley.
Okay, welcome to the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. I got 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Oh,
okay.
I got Auntie Betty.
Welcome, Auntie Betty. I got 1429.
Auntie Janet.
Welcome, Auntie Janet. Welcome to the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. Okay, now we'll go on to Aunt Betty for the reading of Leviticus.
Yeah. Yes, in the fourth chapter, starting at verse 22, that when a leader sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the commandments of the Lord his God, when he realizes his guilt and the sin he has committed become known, he must bring as his offering a male goat without defect. He is to lay his hand on the goat head and slaughter it at the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered before the Lord. And it is a sin offering. Then the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horn of the altar, a blood offering, and pour out the rest of the blood at the basin of the altar. He shall burn all the fat on the altar as he burned the fat of his fellowship offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for the leading sin and will be forgiven. If any member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any way of the Lord's command, when they realize their guilt and the sin they have committed become known, they must bring as their offering for a sin they commit a female goat without defect. They are to lay their hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest is to take some of the blood with his finger and put it on the horn of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the basin of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, just as the fat removed from the fellowship offering. And the priest shall burn it on the altar as a aroma pleasing to God. In this way, the priest will make an atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. If someone brings a lamb as their sin offering, they are to bring a female without defect. They are to lay their hand on his head and slaughter it for the sin offering at the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered. Then the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horn of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the basin of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, just as the fat is removed from the lamb of the fellowship offering. And the priest shall burn it on the altar on the top of the food offering presented to the Lord. In this way, the priest will make an atonement for them for the sin they have committed, and they will be forgiven. I have read you Leviticus chapter 4, the 21st through the 35th verse. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. I will now open up the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer with prayer.
Amen.
I'll be reading from Psalms 4. Answer me when I pray to you, my God. Who does what is right? Make things easier for me when I'm in trouble. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. People, how long will you turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is false and look for new lies? You know that the Lord has chosen for himself those who are loyal to him. The Lord listens when I pray to him. When you are angry, do not sin. Think about these things quietly as you go to bed. Do what is right as a sacrifice to the Lord and trust the Lord. Many people ask, who will give us anything good? Lord, be kind to us, but you have made me very happy, happier than they are. even with all their grain and new wine. I go to bed and I sleep in peace, because, Lord, only you keep me safe. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Hubert. Now we have the blessing of the line by Mr. Jenta.
Hi, Father. Go ahead. Father God, we thank you. Right now, we're all today. Thank you for letting us have your mom. Thank you for letting us have a beautiful day.
Amen. Y'all hear that?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Now we are getting ready to. Anybody else come in here?
I did not call 1429
and 9463. Yeah, Auntie
Betty,
1463.
And 1429. That's Auntie Janet. Mm-hmm. And Shirley. Okay. All right, then. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is a new day and a new beginning. And a new opportunity. So let's give God all the glory. And
amen.
We'll start in our section, starting with Shirley. What's your name? Shirley. Aunt Shirley. Yeah, Shirley.
Psalm 1, blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Shirley. And next we'll go to Auntie Janet.
I'll be reading from Colossians 1, verses 9 through 12. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Janet, for that reading. Now we go to Jenta. You got anything you're going to read today for us?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Come on. Anybody else here who showed up?
Yes, I have 4934.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot.
I'm putting that on my Bible prayer, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Auntie Karen's on the line.
Okay, Auntie Karen.
All right, welcome to the Nellon Family Hour Prayer, Auntie Karen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Devotion Bible. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Is this a new call of 7682?
Thank you, Auntie Doc.
Oh, Auntie Doc, okay, okay. Someone dropped. All right, go ahead. Continue, Miss Varner.
Okay, we are calling Carrie. Carrie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, I'm going to read chapter 1 of James. Jane, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which is scattered abroad, greeted. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this is that trying is your faith working patience. But patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. If any of you lack of wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and unbounded not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that is wavering is like a wave of the sea that drives with the wind and is tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of the low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich is in that he is made low because of the flower of the grass he passes away. For the sun is not sooner risen with a burning heat, but the west withers the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of perish. So also shall the man that fade away in his way. Blessed are the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive his crown of life, which is the Lord has promised to him that love him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we go to Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming. Yes, I'll be coming to you all out of Isaiah 51, verse 17 to 23. Awake, awake. Get up, Jerusalem. The Lord was very angry with you. Your punishment was like wine in a cup. The Lord made you drink that wine. You drink that whole cup until you stumble. Jerusalem has many people, but there was no one to lead her. Of all the people who grew up there, no one was there to guide her. Trouble came to you two by two, but no one will feel sorry for you. There was ruin and disaster, great hunger and fight. No one came or comfort you. Your people have become weak. They fall down and lie on every street corner, like animals caught in a net. They have felt the full anger of the Lord and have heard God's angry shout. So listen to me, poor Jerusalem, you who are drunk but not from wine. Your God defend his people. This is what the Lord your God says. The punishment I gave you is like a cup of wine. You drank it and could not walk straight. But I'm taking that cup of my anger away from you, and you will never be punished by my anger again. I will now give the cup of punishment to those who gave you pain, who told you, bow down so we can walk over you. They made your back like dirt for them to walk on. You was like a street for them to travel on. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Lord. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, now we go to Dorothy.
Okay, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod and thou staff that comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Dorothy. Okay, I'll be next, and I'm going to be reading in Psalm 119, 9 through 16, and it says, spiritual traffic signals. A regional visit to our city noted the high numbers of traffic signals from one end to the city or the other, and how long it took him to get to his destination across town. He voiced with his complaint to another gentleman, whose reply was, those signals are there for our protection, correction, and direction. If it had not been for those traffic signals, you would be very upset in hell. Contain many signals intended for our protection. Scripture contain many signals intended for our protection, correction, and direction. The Word of God controls the flow of our lives so that we can reach out destination safely as we travel this busy highway of life. The Word red light us when envy, pride, hate, irreverence, lust, and selfishness appear. The Holy Spirit alerts us to have and cause us to hit the brake, or risk having a serious accident. And as we move through the heavy traffic of daily living, we must be ready to respond to the green light of kindness, humility, love, worship, and purity. If we would just follow brown and sugar, the road of life would be much easier to navigate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, next we've gone into the sick and shut in. And I'll be reading the prayer of the sick and shut in. Everybody bow their head.
Amen.
Merciful God, thank you for your unending grace. Thank you for loving us no matter how many times we fail. Help us to extend your love to our brothers and sisters. Loving God, forgive us for our pride. Help us to humble ourselves and to trust fully in you. Dear God, help us to follow your leading and to trust that you will give us what we need for the task that you called us to do. Bless all our sick and churning, wherever they may be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, now we're going into the birthdays. We don't have it now. We don't have the Retta and Andrew both is out, so we don't have the birthday, but we know it's somebody's birthday somewhere.
My granddaughter Karen Nellum birthday and my sister-in-law Louise Brinson birthday today.
Oh, okay. All right, now who want to sing the birthday song?
Kayla sang it.
Who?
Kayla and Stacy will sing it.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear children. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Okay. Before I go, can Stacy do her prayer?
Stacy. Amen.
Okay.
Stacy. Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your Son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing, too. Teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't know yet, bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our lives to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
Before I go, mate, Stacy and Kayla have a song they would like to share.
Okay.
Amen.
Kayla.
I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings in glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings in glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Kayla. Trace, for that beautiful song.
Amen.
Okay.
Let's see. Stacy and Kayla. Okay.
Okay. I'll be sharing from Living Your Faith Patient. God, I know you are not in a hurry. Your plans for me are on time. You need no schedule or reminders, for I am always on your mind. I know you have drawn the mosaic, and you are lifting each child in faith. As I continue to follow your plan, help me not to hurry or race. Waiting is so often patience I don't easily learn. But to have my life more Christ-like is for what I seek and yearn. For as my life pattern continues, the next part begins to unfold. It's you I'm trusting and praising. It's your hands I cling to and hold. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Dennis.
Praise the Lord.
Now we'll go to Dorothy.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Bless the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. If by night stand, in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Blessed be out of Zion. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, God, for that. Got you. Nobody with you today?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that reading. Next we have Pop. You going to do anything? You don't play?
In the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. Everything that was made, God made it. Amen.
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 Amen. For that, the beginner. Okay, we got for that Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, they lift my voice. Hills all past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, turning souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. In the air appears so from within. But my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home and last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling no close to him. He will give me life. Satan's snare may vex my soul, turn my throne aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leave whatever betide. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Years all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
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 Yes, I'll be coming to you all out the Everyday Study Bible. Servant of the Lord is my title. What does it mean to be a servant of the Lord? Who is the servant of the Lord? In the book of Isaiah, how can we be servant of God today? By definition, if someone is a master, then he must have a servant. The greater the power, resources, and influence of the master, the more servants he will have. What about God? Who is the master of the universe and the Lord of all? The Bible teaches the angels and his servants in Psalms 103:19-21 that the forces of nature are his servants. Psalms 104:4, that whole nation are his servants. See below that foreign king, his servants, and that each individual who comes to know him become his servant. To be a servant of God is a great privilege, but a terrible responsibility. In a real sense, servants do not have a life of their own. Their will is to do the bidding of their master. In fact, the Hebrew and Greek word for servant can also mean slave. Slaves are the property of their master. Depending on the type of master we serve, our lives can be wonderful and terrible. Jesus explained that everyone who lives in sin is a slave to sin. John 8:34. And Proverbs teaches that the sin of an evil man will tie him up like ropes. Proverbs 5:22. Servant sin means bondage and degraded. Servant sins mean that the devil himself is our master. The devil has been sinning from the beginning. So anyone who continues to sin belongs to the devil. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to do what he wants. John 8:44. There is nothing good about the devil. He is full of hate and only seeks to bring down and destroy. The sinful pleasure he offers are only temporary. He uses them as bait to entrap wandering souls. In the end, being his servant is misery. By serving God is wonderful. Although he requires our total submission, it is a submission based on love, not terror. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and heavy load, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. When we really come to know him, we delight to do his will. My God, I want to do what you want. Your teachings are in my heart. Psalms 40:8. Loving God means obeying his command, and God's commands are not too hard for us. 1 John 5:3. Moses is often called a servant of the Lord in the Old Testament. In fact, God seemed to speak of his servant Moses with pride. I speak face to face to him, clearly, not with hidden meaning. He has even seen the form of the Lord. You should be afraid to speak against my servant Moses. I trust him to lead all my people, Numbers 12-8. Being God's servant means having a close relationship with him. That's why Jesus told his disciples that they were not merely servants, but actually friends, John 15:15. We serve him out of deep loyalty, love, and respect. Israel is also called the servant of the Lord in the Bible, especially in the book of Isaiah. The Lord says, "The people of Israel, you are my servant," Isaiah 41:8. But Isaiah sometimes speaks of Israel as a blind and dead servant, refusing to obey or listen to the voice of God, Isaiah 42:19-20. At other times, he speaks of the servant as perfectly righteous, Isaiah 53:9, even calling him his good servant, 53:11. Is he speaking of two different servants? Accurately, God called the people of Israel as a nation to be his servant, but instead, they went their own way. Yet, there was one within Israel, the ideal representative of the nation, who perfectly obeyed and submitted even to the point of laying down his life. He is Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Israel, and he fulfilled God's purpose for the nation. We are called to follow in his footsteps, to be his servant, laying down our lives for the peoples of this world, so that they too may know the Lord. Paul understood this well. introducing his letters with the words from Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, Romans 1 and 1. For him, this meant that he no longer lived to do his will and fulfill his own goal. Rather, he said, I still live in my body, but I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2 and 20. As servants of the Lord, we are called to be fully surrendered our will and desires, living the rest of our days in joyful obedience to our Heavenly Master. So you do not belong to yourself because you were bought by God for a price. So honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Daddy. Hey, I have a praise report. I just praise and thank God for my children this week. My daughter and my son. I saw both of my sons at here in Atlanta, and my daughter Loretta from Cincinnati, and her daughter and my granddaughter from Cincinnati, and her two sons. And I enjoy them very much. After all, we did a two projects, me and Loretta did projects this week. But I just enjoy them just being around. And I just thank God for having the opportunity to be with my daughter and my sons and my grandchildren this week. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Come to the end of our program, and I know y'all know that we are new to this, but thank God that we went through it. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Hubert will be giving us the closing prayer, and then we hope and pray that everybody got something out of what we went through today.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining in the Nellum Family Hour prayer this evening, and may grace and peace and love be in your life this week. I'll be saying a prayer from Psalm 6, a prayer for mercy in time of trouble. And may them have a safe trip back to Cincinnati. Lord.
Amen.
When you are angry, don't punish me when you are very angry. Lord, have mercy on me because I am weak. Heal me, Lord, because my bones ache. I am very upset. Lord, how long will it be? Lord, return and save me. Save me because of your kindness. Dead people don't remember you. Those in the grave don't praise you. I am tired of crying to you. Every night my bed is wet with tears. My bed is soaked from my crying. My eyes are weak from so much crying. They are weak from crying about my enemies. Get away from me, all you who do evil, because the Lord have heard my crying. The Lord have heard my cry for help. The Lord will answer my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and troubled. They will turn and suddenly leave in shame. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word. And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And that concludes today's Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. And once again, I'd like to thank you all and hope you all have a blessed week. And on that note, we're going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night. Love you all.
That concludes our evening. Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. And we're sorry for the technical difficulties.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations and facing steady pacing and then making no moves,
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Sleek out. 714-202-9942. Thank you and good night.